Finding a job after serving time in prison is one of the biggest challenges ex-offenders face after finishing their sentences. And lack of a job often forces people to return to a life of crime and end up back in prison. Michelle Rodriguez of the National Employment Law Project says Target's decision to end the practice of screening out ex-offenders even before they can get an interview sets an example for other employers.
Their applications aren't going to be tossed. They're going to be considered. That chilling effect of having that question on the job application, that's going to be removed. And so individuals can then be encouraged to apply as well.
But the change might just be symbolic, according to Linda Ketchum of Madison Urban Ministry. 7 years ago, her organization that helps ex-offenders reintegrate into the community after prison lobbied Target to grant interviews to people with criminal records. She says they were told by Target that all applications were sent to a private firm to run criminal background checks.
So it looks good. I guess the question is whether they're actually changing their practices, or are they just changing their application form?
Ketchum says unless employers use the state's criminal database to run background checks, they run the risk of getting faulty information from a private firm about an applicant's actual crime and could end up denying employment to someone who both deserves and needs a job. In announcing the elimination of the question on the application form, a Target spokesman said the company will still run private criminal background checks after interviewing potential employees. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.